On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Victoria 22, Johannesburg 20, Emma Lathlone 19.
Four ways, N1 South, roadworks and restrictions before Winnie Mandela Drive exit, Bedford View, slow moving traffic towards Galoolies off the N12, R24 West. And we've got a stationary vehicle on the N1 North now after the ramp from Allendale Road.
We start on the East Rand, where the deputy principal of Denotho Technical School has been shot and wounded.
Candidates managed to start with the process of writing, though the exam was a little bit delayed because of that circumstance, but we are comforted that learners managed to start with the process, though it was a little bit delayed.
That's the Gauteng Education Department spokesperson Steve Mabona. The cause of the shooting is unknown. A police investigation is underway. To the Madlunga Commission of Inquiry now, where testimony has revealed serious delays in probing allegations of wrongdoing within the Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department. Suspended EPMD Chief Isaac McMears told the commission that multiple cases involving Metro police officers have been sitting at the police watchdog IPED for months without any meaningful action. Anasasi Mahobu has more.
Mapiaya told the commission that since November 2021, the EMPD has referred at least 9 investigations into alleged criminal conduct by its members, yet none have been prosecuted. He says while disciplinary processes have begun, they have frequently been frustrated by internal reassignments and reinstatements before the cases could be concluded.
And they continue to operate as EMPD members. 3 members implicated in all these serious crimes are part of Brigadier Mkwanazi's specialized services.
Anastasia Mokobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
In other big news today, ANC MP and former Cabinet Minister Malusi Gigaba says he has complete confidence in the courts. The investigative directorates against corruption are ever confirmed today that Gigaba will not be appearing in court after he handed himself over to police. Cliff Shiko has more.
Malusi Gigaba, who is also a member of parliament, was expected to appear in the Specialized Commercial Crimes Court to face charges related to controversial multi-billion rand locomotive procurement deal at Transnet. The Investigative Directorate Against Corruption spokesperson Henry Mamutame.
And he has not been placed under any arrest. Therefore, there will not be any court appearance today.
Gigaba served as Public Enterprises Minister between 2010 and 2014, a period during which the infamous Gupta family and their associates allegedly exerted significant influence over the awarding of major Transnet contracts, including a 54 billion rand locomotive deal. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Now for a quick look at news abroad, a U.S. federal judge in Rhode Island has ordered President Donald Trump's administration to find the money today to fully fund the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as food stamps, for November. More than 42 million Americans receive SNAP benefits. In Indonesia, a blast has injured dozens of people near a school. Police confirmed there was an explosion in the vicinity of a high school. The cause, however, is unknown. And finally, this one's for diehard Michael Jackson fans.
Pew, can you lower the lights for me, please?
Okay, but remember, in here, keep those feet still, my man.
The trailer for the upcoming biopic of the King of Pop has already received millions of views online. The trailer for the film, simply titled Michael, was released yesterday. It reportedly received an astonishing 30 million views within the first 6 hours of its release. I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2.